Thank you for calling customer service. This is Erica. How can I help you today?
Hi, yes. My name is Jesse Lucas, and I'm seeing a charge on my account for $59.97. I don't know what it's for and who it's coming
from. All right, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to help you. Can I please have your zip code?
11518.
11518. Thank you so very much.
No, I'm sorry. 11575. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for that, ma'am. I do appreciate it. Ms. Lucas,
yes.
Ms. Lucas, can you please verify your shipping address?
102 White House Avenue, Roosevelt, New York, 11575.
Thank you so very much, ma'am. I do appreciate that. Let's see here. So I do see that on the 18th of December, you did order the wireless mini pods. Those do have a very high sound quality and long battery life.
No, I did not order them. I was told I won them and I only had to pay shipping. I did not pay for them. I was told I was wrong for them. I got the email and everything and I only had to pay for shipping and handling.
Okay, ma'am. Well, they were a 14-day trial, and after that 14-day trial, you were charged the $59.
I didn't know that. No one ever told me that.
Okay, well, we do offer in our terms and conditions that you have to agree to, because along with your age verification.
In the email, it tells me that I won them, and I only have to pay shipping and handling. I didn't see anything about 14-day trial, so I want a refund, and I want to know how I send these back. This is ridiculous. $60, they barely even work. They fell apart on me. It dropped on the floor, and it popped open.
Okay, I'm very sorry to hear that.
I agreed to nothing of that. I want a refund immediately, and I want something emailed me where I can send them back immediately. And then I want my name erased completely and everything taken out, and I don't want to hear from you guys again. Unbelievable. False advertisement. Just okay. Take people's money.
All right, ma'am. Well, I can give you a 35% refund on these products? And
no, I want full refund. I didn't approve this. It was a miss. You guys did false advertising. It said all I had to do was pay shipping and handling, and then congratulations, I won free earpods. I want my $60, or I will contact my lawyer. False advertising. I have the email that says it. I want my $60, and I will be sending them back. Where do I send them? I'll give you my email now. I never approved this. That's a lot of money, and I can't afford that.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I can give you a 50% refund.
No, I want a 100% refund, and I'm mailing them back. You say it again, give me your manager. False advertisement. I have an email that says free, F-R-E-E. I never approved it. Full refund. Full. Or I put stop payment on it, and you won't get anything.
All right, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to give you a full refund, and I will be issuing you an RMA, and that is a return merchandise authorization number. And let's see here. And then I'll be giving you the shipping address, so just please bear with me for a moment, okay?
Can you send everything to my email, please?
Yes, ma'am, you will be. I have to read these off to you, ma'am. I can't send the RMA and the shipping address to your email. I'm very sorry about that. Okay, ma'am, do you have a pen and a pad so I can give you the information you need to send it back?
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, that RMA number is going to be 6602 D as in David 7 B as in Bravo 443 A as in Alpha and the number 0.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second for me. Okay. So that shipping information is going to be, the address is 11551 E as in East, 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239.
Okay, and what do I address it to?
Hold on one second for me. It, you really, you don't have to address it to anybody. They'll know what it is with that RMA number. And that RMA number, it goes on the bottom, like on the last line of your shipping address. And you ship it, you just mail it from the post office.
What's the name of the company I'm mailing it to? I want to put a name of a company on here. I don't feel comfortable without having something to put its attention.
Okay, so you can address it to Frichnet.
Spell that, please.
RF, excuse me, F as in Frank, R as in Romeo, I as in Igloo, T as in Tango, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, H as in Hector, N as in Nancy, E as in Echo, T as in Tango.
Okay. And when will the money be refunded?
3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
$59.95, right?
That's 59. Hold on one sec. Yes, ma'am. $59.95.
And your name?
My name is Erica. It's E-R-I-K-A.
And do you have a reference number?
Excuse me? I'm sorry, ma'am?
A reference number.
0906-301287.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
I'll take my information out, and I don't ever want to hear from you guys again. Don't send me any fake rewards.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like your cancellation confirmation number?
Yep.
My pleasure. Hold on one second. All right, Ms. Lucas, that cancellation confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie. C as in Charlie. 5-6-7-0-6. B as in Bravo. 2. D as in Delta. And the number 4.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.